I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Good Friday, March 29, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, BBM vows response to Chinese bullying. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday vowed to mount a proportionate, deliberate and reasonable response to the unabating, and illegal, coercive, aggressive and dangerous attacks by the China Coast Guard and the Chinese Maritime Militia in the West Philippine Sea. In a statement released by the palace, the president said the relevant government agencies would put together a response and countermeasure package in the next few weeks based on the recommendations of National Security Advisor Eduardo Año and Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro Jr. to address Chinese actions against Filipino vessels and personnel in the WPS. The president also said the Philippines was in constant communication with allies, partners, and friends in the international community. Marcos issued the statement after the China Coast Guard used water cannons against a Philippine vessel on a resupply mission to Aungan, Second Thomas, Shoal, which is within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. The attack caused heavy damage to the resupply boat and injured four servicemen. Read, 40 dead as pertussis cases rise. The Department of Health said 28 new pertussis cases were reported from March 10 to 16, bringing the total to 568 since January. Of the number, 40 deaths have been reported nationwide, the department said. The new number of cases nationwide is 25.38% higher than the 453 from the previous 10 weeks. This number is also more than 20 times last year's 26 cases. The regions with the most number of case increases so far are Calabarzon, Calamba, Laguna, Batangas, Rizal and Quezon, Metro Manila, Western Visayas, Nimaropa, Mindoro, Marinduque, Romblon and Palawan, and Central Visayas. Quezon City and Pasig City in Metro Manila and Iloilo City in the central Philippines have declared a pertussis outbreak. Of the total pertussis cases recorded, at least 6 out of 10 were infants below 6 months of age, while 3 out of 4 of these infants were either unvaccinated or had an unknown vaccination history. Of the cases, regardless of age, close to 7 out of 10 were either unvaccinated or had an unknown vaccination history. Read, Iloilo's Santa Maria Church a stop for Visita Iglesia. The Santa Maria Parish Church in Iloilo City, dedicated to Our Lady of China, is likely to be on the list of churches that the faithful, especially Chinese Filipinos, will have for their Visita Iglesia. Located on General Blanco Street, Maria Clara, in Iloilo City, the Santa Maria Parish is home to Chinese Filipino Catholics in the Archdiocese of Jaro. According to the parish, the church was established in 1957 by Jesuit missionaries expelled from China with the rise of atheism on the Chinese mainland, including Father Miguel Pardinas, a Mexican. Pardinas was pastor of the newly created parish in Cebu City when he came to Iloilo City in 1953 for an Ignatian retreat. The Mother Superior, herself Mexican, had told him there was also a need to minister to the big Chinese and Chinese Filipino population in Iloilo, the parish said. The idea to create a personal parish for the community got strong support from the then Jaro Archbishop, Monsignor Jose Ma Cuenco. In that same year, the Jesuit China Mission Superior, Father Paul O'Brien, gave that task to Italian missionary Father Guarino Marsicano, who was 39 years old at that time. Read, Marcos on Berm, much needs to be done. More work has to be done to spur peace and development in the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, Berm, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said, a decade after the signing of an agreement that paves the way for peace and development in the region. In his message on the 10th anniversary of the signing of the Comprehensive Agreement on the Bangsamoro, CAB, Marcos pledged to continue working with the Bangsamoro government for Berm's prosperity and progress. The CAB, signed by the Philippine government and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front on March 27, 2014, formed the groundwork of the Bangsamoro Organic Law. Business, hot money flows turned positive in February. Over to business, short-term foreign investments rebounded in February after declining at the start of the year, the Banco Centraling Pilipinas reported late on Wednesday. foreign investments registered with the central bank via authorized agents, commonly referred to as hot money due to the ease by which these can be moved in and out of the country, posted a net inflow of $689 million. This was a reversal from January's net outflow of $76 million. Overall inflows for the month totaled $1.5 billion, 25.3% up from January's $1.2 billion, while gross outflows narrowed to $859 million, 34.5% lower, from $1.3 billion. The funds were mostly invested in peso government securities, 61.4% or $951 million, and the rest in Philippine Stock Exchange List securities, 38.6% or $598 million, mainly banks, transportation, holding, property and food, beverage and tobacco firms. Sports, Ginebra braces for tough stretch without Scotty. In sports, with the hoopla of the 2024 PBA All-Star Weekend now behind them, Barangay Ginebra coach Tim Cohn said the Gin Kings are bracing for a tough stretch as the team plays 3 games in 7 days starting this Easter Sunday versus longtime rival Magnolia Hotshots. The most difficult part, he said, is going to battle in the Philippine Cup without ace playmaker Scotty Thompson, who is still out due to a back problem. Cohn admitted there is no definite timeline for the 30-year-old guard's return. Read, opinion and editorial. Rigoberto Tiglao and Francisco Tatad are today's front-page columnists. Tiglao debunks the Christ myth while Tatad talks about a possible shutdown against Sunshine Media Network International. Today's editorial discusses shielding the country against foreign intervention. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.